You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Good morning, 11 a.m. service. Now today, we're down to the second installment of our Unwavering series. This series is called Unwavering because it's basically our faith series. And last week, when we kicked off this series, we basically came to understand that unwavering means something that is fixed, immovable, steady, or resolute. Something na dili lang basta-basta mapalid. You can't just move it aside. And the same thing, we want that same description or aspect in our faith. We want our faith to be unwavering. We want to have unwavering faith. It's important. As what was mentioned a while ago, there's going to be storms in life. There will be storms in life. You've seen the bumper video a while ago about people who had awesome stories, awesome testimonies that came from incredible trials and challenges. One promise that we are assured of encountering in our lives that there will be challenges. There will be storms in our life. And if we don't have an immovable or unwavering faith, then we will be blown away by your problems, by our challenges, by opposition, by persecution that we will encounter in life. If we don't have an unwavering faith, we will be blown away. We don't want to be blown away. And for that, that's why we're having this series. And this series is like basically a character study on the life of Abraham, the very well-known man of God, Abraham, the father of the faith. If there's a guy who is known to embody faith, it's this guy. In fact, when I walk of faith about people who are exhibited great faith, Abraham would be one of the top people there. This guy pretty much lived a life that exemplified faith. And if you want to have unwavering faith, I guess it's a good idea to pretty much know from the people who lived it out well. And in the first week, we talked about faith and relationship. What's a connection? It's a faith and relationship. Maybe we thought na ang faith is just believing a set of doctrines, rules, do's and don'ts lang. Di ba? Ano lang ang faith lang. But when we started off this series, as we look into the life of Abraham, we came to the conclusion as well that faith is a call to a God-initiated relationship. Faith is first and foremost, it boils down to our relationship with God. Faith is about our relationship with God, to whom our faith is anchored to, whom our faith is all about. Without this relationship with God, we cannot have faith. And when we look back at the life of Abraham, that's how his faith journey started. God coming to his life, calling him, and starting a relationship with him. And since faith is basically a complete trust and confidence in someone or something, kang Abraham, for him to have faith, Abraham basically had to know God. He had to know God for him to trust God and his promises. And that leads us to our second installment. Because coming from this thought, faith is about relationship on God, trusting God, knowing God. That begs the question, how do we get to know God? If we're here today and we feel like bago ra ko giwanto-one tong, or I'm new attendee in a victory group, or I'm just someone who wants to grow spiritually, I'm just someone who wants to grow in my faith. And it says there now, the more we know God, the more we grow in our faith. But how do we get to know more of God? How do we do so? And that's what this whole second installment is all about. Now, before I get to our title of our installment, anyone here, you remember this Friendster? Diba? You spend hours customizing your profile and what? Ang look, ang tanang pwede mabot mapachada ni mo. Before there was Facebook, there was Friendster. And of course, nowadays, we have Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. I'm sharing all of these things because when we want to get to know someone, a lot of us, we take these steps. Before, itong wala pa internet kayo, slam book pa, diba? Pencil or ball pen pa and paper. Then when we went through the online era, kaya na natin mga Friendster, then Facebook. We do all these things for us to get to know people. We look at who they are, look at their photos, their tweets, their posts. The more we get to see what they post online, the more we get to know them. These are some of the tools that help us get to know people. They don't build relationship, not necessarily, but it helps us get to know the people in our lives. The same thing with God, there is something God left us with for us to know more about Him. The good thing with God is that wala na gibiyan niya nga, okay, grow in faith, you're on your own. But God left something for us to grow in our faith. And that is the Word. And that's wherein we have the second installment. Faith and the Word. Basically, faith and the Bible. What's our relationship? If we're here today, we want to know more about God and grow in our faith. What does the Word has to say about that? What's our connection to the Word ni God, Anna? And what does it have to do in the life of Abraham as well as we're looking into his life? We're going to answer those questions. If you have your Bible with you, can you turn them to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. Verse 1 says there, "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, And I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Again, a quick background of what was happening. Again, this is basically the same story we had last week. This is God calling Abraham. God wanting Abraham to live a new life. And this is a quick map of, once again, what Abraham went through. Originally, God met Abraham in the land called Ur. This was actually the first time that he called Abraham and his family to leave Ur and go to a place called Canaan. And his family left, but they settled on a place called Haran. It's a whole journey. And in the verse that we read a while ago, that's the second time God called Abraham. He was still known as Abraham that time. And God called him, go to this land that I'm going to tell you. Leave your father and your brothers or whatever kindred nimo behind. And that's the map that he took. Okay? He went on a long journey. And he obeyed God. And this is one of the famous stories of Abraham being known as a man of faith. Now, him not knowing much about God, because again, Abraham was not a worshiper of God yet at this time. He was an idolater at this time. He worshiped other gods at this time. And he was already successful. And yet, he decides to follow God. He was commanded by God to go to a land that he didn't know much about. Anyone of you here, if God were to call you, go to a place like, go to Cebu, or go to Antarctica, or go to somewhere nga wala kakabalo kayo, would you be willing to go on the spot? Lord, willing kong mato dito. For many of us, that seems so radical, seems so outrageous na. Grabe, mo follow lang kasi yun ni Lord. And yet, Abraham did so. As outrageous and radical as it seems, Abraham did it. He obeyed God. And today, I'm going to share three simple things as we talked about faith and the Word and what it does to strengthen and grow in our faith. Firstly, faith comes by hearing the Word. If we want to grow in our faith, it comes by hearing the Word or reading the Word of God. In verse 1 of Genesis chapter 12, it says here, the Lord said to Abraham. The whole starting point of Abraham's journey was that God came into Abraham's presence and called him. God spoke something to Abraham. Abraham says here, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. My word nga gihatag si God kang Abraham. He said something. And the same thing with us. God may not speak as audibly jud nga parang mag-speaker volume to us every day, but there's one sure way that God can speak and communicate to us. It is through His Word, the Bible. Whether you downloaded the Bible or bought a printed copy of the Bible, God speaks primarily to us through His Word. Of course, He can speak through many ways. He can speak to your dreams or whatever way He wished to. But the primary way that God speaks to us is through His Word. If you're here today and you're wondering, Lord, what is your will for my life? What are your promises for my life? Lord, what do you want me to do? How can I get to know more about you, being who you are as God? If we have those questions, the Word is our answer to that. God speaks to us primarily through His Word. The same thing with any relationship that grows with communication. In any relationship, communication is very important. Have you ever had friends na close kimo before, then as the years go by, di na mo close? We've all had those friends. You know, we're so close to them before. Tight kaimo, kuyo kaimo, kaon, wherever you go. Now, di na mo makita. Now, you don't even know how the other person is doing. It's simply because wala na mo nag-communicate kayo. You haven't been able to keep in touch with one another. Communication is very important in a growing relationship or for any relationship to grow. And it's the same thing with God. If faith involves having that relationship with God, that God-initiated relationship, since God started this, He did something for us that we would grow in it. We would grow in our relationship, and that is through His Word. God gave us His Word so that we will grow in our faith in Him. Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes through hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. Faith comes from the Word of Christ. If you've seen those people, now you feel like, eh, grabe kayo lang makabelieve, grabe kayo ang faith nila. It's not that these people came out of their mother, one thing, grabe sa faith. It's not like, gipanganak sila nga, eh, grabe kayo kong faith. I was just born with a strong faith. These people have had many days or years of reading through God's Word, of getting to know God little by little. As they did so, they grew in their faith. They grew in their relationship with God. The more they were able to trust and know God, and the more their faith grew. faith comes from hearing the Word of God. The Word of God is not just a simple book, church. It's not just a book of stories, a book of principles, a book of poems, and all that. Though it's all there. Though, yes, dagang kayong genre of literature ang Bible, but it's more than that. Remember, the Bible is the divinely inspired written Word of God. Yes, men wrote the Bible. It was written by over 40 people, with spanning several hundreds, if not thousands of years. And yet, the main author, the author behind the author who made it all possible, is God. And God wants us to read His Word. So if you have your Bibles at home, kanang giabog na, okay, kanang nakabutang na, Instagram na ito, ginapicture na ito, that Bible, God wants us to read that and get to know Him. Whether it's a downloaded Bible, again, or it's a printed copy, read your Bibles, church. We need to read our Bibles. This is a strong reminder for all of us, even for myself. There are times that I miss out reading God's Word and remember, wait, importante man read the Word ni God. It's important for us to read God's Word. Because the Bible sustains us spiritually. It is our spiritual food whenever we read the Word of God. How would you feel if 1 week walang may kaon? When we don't eat, our bodies get weak and tired in the physical. The same thing spiritually. If we don't feed ourselves spiritually with the Word of God, we will get tired spiritually as well. We will get weak spiritually. If you look at other people, you're wondering, like, strong kaya sila in the faith. Ano ako, maglisod ko, believe, weak na karon, I feel tired, spiritually speaking. That is because we're not feeding ourselves spiritually with the Word of God. We need to read the Word of God. Faith comes through hearing or reading or listening through the Word of God. I don't have enough time to tell more about, you know, the Word of God, how important it is. But a few months ago, we had this series. It's called Worldview. It's a 6 or 7 week series about the importance of God's Word, ang Bible. Okay, we talked about the clarity, the how of Scripture, the sufficiency that is enough for our spiritual needs, our emotional needs. We talked about how the Bible was made, that we can rely on how on the Bible. It's not something that's made up lang by men or by people. Like any mini mo lang sa pili unsa includes the Bible. We've talked about its importance. Basically, this series will greatly help you appreciate more the Word of God. If you have time, you can just go to our website, listen to our podcast on this, and listen more on the importance on the Bible. It's called Worldview. I encourage you, church, to check it out. Secondly, faith is expressed by obeying the Word. So yes, we hear the Word, we listen to the Word, we download what we can from God. Again, sa relationship pa na, we hear from what the other person is trying to tell us. But not just that, we also obey the Word. In verse 4, says here, so Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. God came to Abram, right, this is the second time na, and told him, Abram, go to this place that you know nothing about. Abram obeyed. Abram went as the Lord had told him. Abraham left. He obeyed. He heard the Word of God. He heard something from God. But not just that, he also left. It was backed up by action. When you talk about faith, church, it has to be backed up by our deeds. It has to be backed up by the things that we do. Diba? If you have friends who claim to have a healthy lifestyle, how would you know that they really are living it healthy? Like, you can really agree nga, tinuod, nag-healthy na siya. How would you know? Of course, you would get to see it in their life. If you have friends who say nga, mag-healthy lifestyle na ko, and then ikaw siya brownies na pool. That's not really living healthy life. Perhaps you've known or heard people nga, mag-diet na ko next week. Diba? Mag-no rice na jug ko tomorrow. It doesn't match. If you have friends who claim to have a healthy lifestyle, it has to be backed up by their lifestyle. It has to be seen by their life. They can't just say, healthy living na ko. Really? Naga-diet na ka? Wala. Naga-gym na ka? Wala. Sige, but mo? Wala lang. I just claim to have a healthy lifestyle. It doesn't work that way. They're not living it right. It's not backed up. The same thing with us. If we claim to be living by faith, if we claim to live by faith, if we claim to follow God and live things by faith, it has to be backed up by our deeds. Look at Abraham. He went and obeyed God. And guess what? He was 75 years old at this time. 75 years old, yet obeyed God. He had all the reasons not to. Oh, Lord, 75 na ko. I ought to retire now or relax na ko. Or Lord, kapoy naman. 75 years old, yet this guy went and left and obeyed God. Sometimes we can all have the reasons not to obey God. Lord, it's tiring. Lord, it's difficult. Lord, it's challenging. Lord, are you sure? We can have all the reasons, and yet faith for it to be genuine, faith for it to grow, it has to be backed up by our deeds. In fact, in James 2 verse 14, it takes it a step further. It says here, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? What good is it when someone says, I have faith, I believe in God, I follow Jesus, but it's not backed up by works? Verse 17 says here, so also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. If faith is not backed up by works or good deeds, I'm not saying we need good deeds to be saved. That's not the point. But if we claim to have genuine faith in God, people have to see it in our lives. They have to see, man, this guy is living faithfully. Or makita na tawag naga, live by faith. It has to be backed up with their lives. Or without works, that faith is dead. It is useless. One way to understand this is to think of faith as a muscle. The more you use your muscles, diba? It's mga nag-gym and what, diba? The more you use your muscles, the stronger your muscles are. In some cases, mudako ang muscle nimo. If you don't use your muscles, if you don't do anything, diba, it gets weaker. The point is, something will happen if you don't use your muscles. If you don't use them every day, magka-weaken siya. The same thing with any skill. Whatever the skill is, diba? If you don't use your skills, it won't develop. You won't become better. Some people say, mataion ka, mutaya, diba? They get rusty. And some people, they feel like they've lost the skill simply because they don't use it. They don't do it anymore. The same thing with our faith. If you look at the people who have strong faith, that is because they've had many experiences of using, applying their faith. It's not because, again, they're just super strong, mighty men of faith, because these people have applied the Word of God, have obeyed the Word of God time and again. Whether they've done it successfully or they've failed doing it, they've just kept on applying the Word of God. Faith is like a muscle. Another thing I want to share is, if we look at people who are marathoners, like si Pastor Kin, on the Facebook, you might say, grabe, ano kaya na niya? Again, why was he able to do that? If we were to jump right away and join tag marathon, okay, appeal ko ana, dagan kong bayawan, many of us siguro mo collapse down the way. The reason why Pastor Kin is able to do that is because he's a regular runner. He jogs almost every day. He jogs almost like 20 to 30 kilometers a day. Or at least 3 times a day. Regular siya nag-run. So kaya niya. He's been able to prepare himself for it. So when the competition arrived, was able to do so. The same thing with us when he talks about faith. If we want to have strong faith, especially when tough times happen, when storms hit us, for us to have strong faith, we need to have had regularly applied the Word of God so that when challenges do happen, we've built up the faith to withstand those storms. We've had the unwavering faith to do so. Na-built up na nato ang muscle kailangan nato. If we don't apply the Word of God, we will be blown away by the challenges in our life. Another thing, John 14, verse 20 to 24, Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my words. If you don't love me, you will not obey my words. It's as simple as that. If we claim to follow and obey and have faith in God, we will apply and obey his word, what we read from the Word of God. We hear the Word of God, but we don't just stick to hearing the Word of God lang, then okay na ko, Lord. Okay na, download na ako. But we apply and live out the Word of God. Apply the Word of God. Express the Word of God. Thirdly and lastly, faith is being secured on God's willingness and ability to fulfill His Word. Being secured on what God will do through His Word. In verse 2 and 3 of Genesis chapter 12, says here, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. Verse 3, I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. God told Abraham, leave your place. Abraham left and obeyed. But in the middle of that, in verse 2 and 3, God gave Abraham a promise, or a set of promises. God gave Abraham something to hold on to. He says, I'm gonna do this. I will do this. I will bless you. I will bless those who bless you. I will prosper you. You're gonna be a father of many nations, Abraham. Dagang gipang sulti si God kang Abraham na promises. Many good things, many rewards. Perhaps for some of us here today, we've received promises from God. You read God's word, you've taken a hold of a promise from God. Whether it's a promise of provision, a promise of healing, a promise of restoration in your family, a promise nga maminyo mo for those who are single. I don't know what kind of promise that is. But just like Abraham, we can rest assured that when God gives out a promise, it is He who will fulfill it. It is He who will make it happen. And I'm sharing this point because a lot of times when we hear a promise from God, when we read something from God and we want it fulfilled, a lot of times our default response is, okay, Lord, this is what you're going to do pala. Okay, this is your promise. Okay, Lord, I'll do whatever I can to obey you and make it happen. We do whatever we can to try and fulfill the promise of God. But here's the thing. It is God who will fulfill His word. It is God who will fulfill His promise, not us. Our role is to obey. We can rest assured that God is going to do His end of the promise. Him being the promise keeper. He'll be faithful to accomplish what He promised to do in our lives. Promised to do a good work in our lives. I want to take this time also to share a quick story of people we can rely on. People we can rest assured that they will do the job. It's these people. These are youth service team led by Eldon. Si Eldon, quiet as Eldon. He's not a stage person. He's not that loud. But si Eldon is really reliable to get things done. For those of you who don't know, we have a youth service again for our students every Friday. And the guy who makes it happen, who helps us plan it out and coordinate it, it's this guy, Eldon. And he's able to do it well. Maka-rely ako. Magbiyana na ako siya. Okay, bro, ikaw bahala diyan. Joke lang. Okay, he's gonna run it even if I'm away. And now I'm sharing this, yes, to honor the guy as well, but to give us a picture na the same thing that we have people that we can just rely on and not feel anxious that they're gonna do a great job on it. Many times over pa, si God is like that. That God is able to do immensely more. It says here in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, to Him who's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. God is able to do more than we'll ever do. And yet sometimes we feel like, Lord, are you gonna come through? Lord, I feel like, kani buhato ni mo dapat, Lord. I remember a few weeks ago, we had this event in Silliman, and it was the first time we did something like that. And the days leading to the event, I was so anxious. Lord, is this gonna work? Lord, nabay estudyante mo tong Lord. Lord, is the program gonna go well and all that? And I was so anxious about it. And on the day, maragikuyawan ako, I was so cranky, go grumpy about it. And my wife, being the more spiritual and the more better of us, okay, gikalma ko niya, just told me to pray. She just encouraged me, you know what? Wala ko gikuyawan. I'm trusting God. He's gonna come through and make this all work well. And true enough, after we prayed, there and then, things worked well naman. The whole point in them sharing this story is because I was reminded to basically trust in God. A lot of times in our lives, when trials, challenges, when hard times happen, we are tempted to not trust on God. We're tempted to not wait on God, on His promise, on Him fulfilling His promise. Like, Lord, I need it now. Lord, I want to accomplish it now. We tend to shortcut our way. We tend to do things our way because we don't want to trust God. And the Bible says He's able to do immeasurably more. More than whatever we will think of or come up with, God can do so much more. So may we be secure in the church. It is God who will fulfill His word. Our role is to obey. It is God who will fulfill His promise, His will, His plan for us, His destiny for us. Our role is to obey. To wake up every day, move every step of the way, and leave the results to Him. Of course, we move by faith. To obey ni God. A couple of things we're about to end. As we talk about faith and the word of God, yes, we trust God, we obey God, and if you're here today, you might find it hard to obey ni God. Lord, I want to obey, but how can I obey more sa imuha? The strength of our faith is always dependent on where it is anchored to. We talk about growing in our faith. You know, the good thing about the Bible, about the Word of God, it's not just a textbook. Again, it's not just a book. It is the divine inspired Word of God or will of God. And it points to something or to someone important. It says here, John chapter 1, verse 1 and 14, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, And we have seen His glory, and glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. In the beginning was the Word of God, and the Word of God became flesh, became a person. So whenever we read the Word of God, think of it this way, it points to a person. And who is this person? Verse 2 of Hebrews 12 says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is our founder and the perfecter of our faith. Our faith should be anchored on Jesus. If we're here today, we want to be able to obey the Word of God more, to grow in our faith more, to get to know more of God more. The Word of God points to Jesus, because He's the founder and perfecter of our faith. What do I mean by founder and perfecter? Our faith starts with Jesus. The same thing as Abraham, it starts with an encounter with God. For all of us here, our faith starts with that encounter with Jesus. Whether that was through a service, through a victory group, through one-to-one, someone preached the gospel to you, someone told you what Jesus did for you. And that was the starting point, the spark, if you will, of your faith journey. That was the start there. Jesus is the founder of our faith. Not just that, He's the perfecter of our faith. He's the one who perfects our faith. The more we know Him, the more we grow in our walk with Jesus, the more gina perfect niya ang faith nato. In other words, we can't do this apart ni Jesus, church. The strength of our faith is determined on whom our faith is anchored to, and that is on Jesus. On Christ. Basically, to wrap this up, if we want to have unwavering faith, we need to hear and obey the Word of God, because the Word of God points to Jesus. That's how important the Word of God is, that we can't live, spiritually speaking, we can't live well apart from the Word of God.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.